Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nine 30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from WJZ-TV, he is Rick Ritter. What's going on, Rick?
My guys, happy Friday. How's everybody doing?
Doing good. Well. Happy Friday to you too, my friend. Good to have you on this week, man.
Happy to be back with you guys. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Baltimore Ravens, big battle against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oddly enough, this is the Steelers' first AFC North battle of the year. And, Rick, I'm surprised to hear how many people think that this rivalry isn't what it used to be. Are you of that opinion?
No, not at all. And we had a couple of things this week where we were with Tucker and we were with Isaiah Likely, and that is far from the opposite of what they said. The heightened awareness is there. These guys know what's at stake in terms of a division matchup. But not only that, the fact that it is Pittsburgh, the fact that it's two teams at the top of the division vying for the top spot right now, they know it's physicality and it's going to be a battle. I don't play any of that stuff that people are downplaying this and buying into that, because I'll tell you right now, this team is not. And they're just – here's the thing, though. At the same time, this offense and the way that these guys are and the work that they put in on a daily basis, they are so calm and confident in what they do. And that translates to the field. And if you look at like last weekend, and every time Cincinnati came roaring back, Lamar and company, it's cool. Hey, we'll go out there. We'll do what we do. We'll put points up on the board. And that's what separates this team, even though this defense right now seems to be falling apart at a horrible time. The offense is like, okay, put it on our back. We'll take care of it.
You know, we talk a lot about Mike Tomlin. A lot of people respect him in this league, and they should. He's a great coach. My question, though, is he like the ultimate head game player? I mean, forget about the Jacoby Jones trip. But, I mean, even this whole thing about calling Lamar Jackson Mr. Jackson and just going over the top gushing about him, most coaches don't do that to the opposite. They'll compliment them, but they don't do what he does. Is this all part of – and then, you know, of course, there's his comments about Deontay Johnson and stuff. Is he just the ultimate gamesman?
Yeah, I think he is. I think everything he does is strategic, and he's got a plan behind it. And whether it's motivating his guys or whether it's even throwing a quiet, subtle jab at the opposing team, he's one of the best to do it. And at the same time, I think a lot of guys across the league, and we talked about this week, got a ton of respect for Tomlin and what he's been able to do with that organization and the way that they just go out there and they win. I mean, look at last year, and I'm sure you guys have chatted about it too. Just you win, what, 7-8 games with Kenny Pickett at quarterback, and everybody knew if they can just get a guy who can come in and do more than manage a football game, that with the defenses they have, a top-10 defensive unit, and some of those offensive weapons on the perimeter, that at some point they're going to get it going. And you have Russell Wilson who comes in and is not only doing more than managing the game, at least with his deep ball, showing glimpses of the Russ we knew 5 years ago. And to me, that's scary. And now Pittsburgh all of a sudden becomes one of those teams in the conversation outside of Baltimore and Kansas City that probably needs to be getting more attention than they are right now.
What are your thoughts just moving forward with this Ravens defense? Because obviously it's going to be the Achilles heel all season long, unless they can figure some things out. Do you think they're as bad as the numbers say?
Yeah, honestly, I do. I think it's a major issue. And, I mean, you can't go down and put seven up on the board and then your offense gets off the field, and within 3-4 plays, your defense has given up another score. It's just championship teams are not going to win football like that. Part of me thinks, though, if you look at the trade deadline and what EDC did and what was available on the defensive side, it was almost like he was like, you know what, we're going to add to the offensive side. If we can put up 35 points on the board, but we give up 30, so be it. That's the way we're going to have to win this year. And you're kind of running out of time to figure this thing out. Everybody's like, oh, they still got time. I feel like we've been saying this since, what, week two, week three? They are running out of time to get it together, and at this point, it's going to fall on the offense. And, hey, here's the thing. Teams like Kansas City over the years, they've gone up out there, and they've put up 30, 35 points a game, and they've been like, you know what, our defense isn't top-notch. It is what it is. We'll shoulder the load, and we'll do it. I'm absolutely worried about it. Hopefully, Tre'Davious is somebody who can come in, bring a little bit of a veteran experience in that secondary, in that back end, and maybe he can kind of settle things down a little bit. He doesn't need to be Tre'Davious White, you know, from 7 years ago, but he needs to come in and he needs to give them some stability on that back end, because right now they don't have any.
Yeah, they have none whatsoever. Here with Rick Ritter from WJZ-TV. Rick, let's talk about that running game, though. It seems almost like a forgotten topic. Lamar Jackson put up MVP numbers, but the king in the backfield as well. What kind of game do you think Derrick Henry could have against these Steelers?
So, look, the Steelers have a great run, D. It all starts with the defensive line. Obviously, T.J. Watt, an absolute animal. You got to account for wherever he is on the field. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be a struggle to run the ball. It's not going to be as easy. You saw Cincinnati slow them down a little bit last week. They kind of put that blueprint on film, what to do and how to go about it. But you can't – if you're Tom Monken, I don't like the way that they shy away from the run so early. If it's not working, it's like he goes away from it right away. You have to continue to pound the rock and give him opportunities. He's so good, and this offensive line is in sync so much right now that it's only a matter of time before he breaks a long one and opens it up. And this offense, it goes through the run. You don't want to see Lamar sitting back, chucking the ball 35, 40 times a game. You got Derrick Henry for a reason. He is the difference maker on the offensive side of the ball this year. I think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle, but you can't shy away from it. Now, I say that, and then look at last week. They hold Derrick Henry to 60 yards, and Lamar's like, okay. He goes 25 of 33 for 290 and 4 touchdowns. So it can be done, but at the same time, stick with it. It might take a little bit to get going. Just don't shy away from it.
How do you feel with this team, the Steelers, that is, this season? They remind me, I say they're a good team, but if the four division leaders, I'd put them personally at fourth, despite the Texans' lesser record. Do you feel they're really one of the elite teams in the AFC this year, or is the record deceiving?
Look, I don't consider them a Super Bowl contender, but I do consider them one of those teams that is probably going to get in the playoffs and that they can absolutely make some noise. Yeah. Look at what they've been able to do since Russ has come in. And we talk about the run game. How about the run game for Pittsburgh? Four games in a row of 150 yards or more on the ground. Najee Harris and Jalen Warren, a two-headed monster right now. And Russ is best when he's just like Lamar, when he's not throwing the ball 40 times a game. Russ is like Jalen Hurts. You can keep him in that wheelhouse of throwing the ball 17 to 20 times a game, where he doesn't have the opportunity to make a ton of mistakes, but he can make that, you know, exciting play or that big play a couple times. That's when they're going to be good. And I talked about weapons on the perimeter. George Pickens, I mean, geez, the fact that he has a guy now who is able to give him a jump ball and give him an opportunity to make plays, you are seeing what he can do. He is an elite talent at the wide receiver position. They go out there, they get Mike Williams on the other side. This is an offense that, again, it goes through the run, but Russ playing like he did 5 years ago, it's a team that can absolutely get in the playoffs and can knock somebody off in the first or second round, for sure.
Give me a score, Rick.
I think it's close. I'm going to go Ravens 26, Steelers 24. Typical AFC North game. It's going to be a battle, but I just you can't. How can you pick against the Ravens in this offense right now? You can pick against their defense, no doubt, but this offense, I don't know how many games it is in a row with 25 plus points or whatever. They show no signs of slowing down, guys.
All right, Rick, where you gonna be?
Out and about. Catch me 5-7-11 tonight on WJZ, and we got another playbook coming up with Isaiah Likely. At Jimmy Seafood, we sold out again last week, which is great. Isaiah is a cool dude who said that his secret juice on the sideline is when he comes off the field, he's eating gummy bears.
There you
go. That nobody knows that.
Yes. Gummy bears. I like that. Hey, Rick.
Purple Connection Monday night. Rob, you'll be on there, and that's it. Yeah, we got you covered.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Have a good weekend, bud.
Guys, enjoy the game. My best to you and your family.
You too, man.
Thank you, man.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.